This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the Wednesday, June 12th, DJV program. How do you do? You do well? Well, you do well if you listen to this program, we'll tell you that. All kinds of things going on in the world and ways to make your life better. That's what Jennifer Horn is all about. That's why she's here with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at your service and on your side. The ladies have just been discussing the whys and the wherefores of Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, and their exes. So in order for everybody to be in on the inside information, Kara, you might even want to take the lead on this because you and Victoria are right on it, although I don't know that Jennifer isn't as well. This reputation that the two of them have for, well, I don't know, reputation, but the rumors, and I think it's the wanna. It's people want to see Bradley Cooper and Gaga together, but Victoria just pointed out that Bradley has become sort of a spiritualist, and Gaga likes her weed and whiskey. So what does that do for having the two of them together? Anybody want to put some book
maybe
on this?
Maybe opposites attract. I don't know. Right. I just one of the reasons that's been tossed around for why Bradley and Irina Shayk broke up is that she wanted to go out and you know be more social, and that he's more of a homebody and doesn't drink, and he just kind of you know wants to live a quiet life. So I don't know if that is how he is, then I don't know that would work with Gaga. Like you said, she likes her weed and her whiskey, so I'm not sure. But I think the chemistry between
for a second that they broke up because she wants to go out and he doesn't. They broke up because it was a respectable amount of time after the Academy Awards to make it look like it was Lady Gaga who didn't break them up. Come on, guys. It's
yeah,
conspiracy.
That's funny.
That's what I like about Jennifer.
There are a lot of people reporting that they have been very unhappy for a long time. And you're right, Jen. They didn't break up during awards season because it would distract from the movie, which it would have. It would have totally distracted from that. And then Gaga ended her engagement in the middle of awards season. So it is kind of interesting. We'll see.
Yeah, they're already together. I guarantee you they're already.
She's pregnant. Got his baby.
I don't know if she's pregnant, but they're already together.
All right. Let's hear it for that. So anyway, how old do we have? Bradley Cooper is what, 36, 37? How old
40.
Is he?
He's
40?
44.
Yeah. Oh, is he 44? And how old is she?
She's Gaga's 33.
Oh. Or no, is Gaga also 33?
She's 33.
Oh, yeah. She is. Okay.
I looked it up because we were talking about their ex-fiancés and how Gaga's ex-fiancé went and liked Irina Shayk's new sexy picture on Instagram. So we're trying to figure out what's going on behind the scenes there. But he's 50, and I didn't realize that. And he's, I don't know.
She rebounded after Taylor.
Lady Gaga, so.
Yeah. She just rebounded too hard with that guy.
All right. Good news on the Bradley Cooper Gaga front, though. Here's some, I don't know whether this is good news or not. The United Kingdom, England, could become the world's first major economy to legally require itself, the country, to emit net zero greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050. The plan is being discussed in the House of Commons right now. The plan would radicalize, and especially if you know the air in cities like Birmingham, Manchester, London, not great. Big industrial air. Well, London just got so damn many cars, just a mess. But you know, Manchester and Birmingham, both big industrial areas. And so if they can pull this off, it'll set quite the example, quite the tone for the rest of the world. Good luck to them if they can do it. It's England, 65 million people there, big economy, and it really does set the stage. Let's see if they can pull it off. Meanwhile, speaking of what's going on over there, the DOJ has requested that Julian Assange be extradited to the U.S. Now, I don't understand. I thought he was off the hook for whatever it was Remember, he was in the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
No, they only dropped certain charges against him. They're still going after him for releasing certain information. They ran out of time on some of the other counts that the United States had against him. But no, we still want him.
We do? Do you want him?
I don't necessarily care so much, but, you know, hey, if my country wants them, bring them over.
My country, 'tis of the sweet land of...
Jen, why did you have to take us down the road?
I didn't do that at all.
All right, Jennifer, what do you have? Wait, let's push Victoria out of the way for a second because she's been much too critical of me today. What do you have that's going on there?
Yes. Well, we know a little more about the debates that are coming up. All 24 of the Democratic candidates will be debating in two big nights at the end
of
June.
Very exciting. Yeah.
NBC is hosting those debates, and we're getting more information.
You'll be sure they're coming last in the ratings that night.
Probably, maybe. There are five moderators that will be set for the first debate, and Savannah Guthrie, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, Rachel Maddow, which is a little controversial, and Jose Diaz-Balart will moderate the debate. That'll take place at the Adrian Arsh Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Miami over the nights of June 26th and 27th. This is the way it's going to work. The debate is sanctioned by the DNC. It's going to air live on NBC, MSNBC, and Telemundo from 9 to 11 p.m. each night. Holt is, of course, the anchor of NBC Nightly News and will probably take the lead in all of this. Guthrie, co-anchor of today's show. If you don't know who Jose Diaz-Balart is, he is the anchor of Noticas Telemundo on NBC and NBC Nightly
NBC
News on Saturday.
Comcast.
That's right.
It's one of the networks they own.
Both debates will have the same format. Holt will moderate the first hour, and then Savannah Guthrie and Jose Diaz-Balart will appear alongside him. Holt will also appear in the second hour, but then they'll have Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow moderating. 20 candidates are going to participate in the two-night event, 10 on each night. 10 will take the stage each night. And then to register, and this is what the candidates are really struggling to do, and actually today is the deadline for them to qualify, candidates need to either register 1% support in three polls, or they need to have 65,000 unique donors to their campaign, with a minimum of 200 different donors in 20 states to qualify for the debate. Now, if there are more than 20 candidates that qualify, then they will use a series of tiebreakers to determine who actually will make it on the stage. So they do cap out at 10 per night.
Let me go around the room here. Honestly, Jennifer, are you going to watch this?
Absolutely, both nights.
Okay, what about you?
And I won't vote for any of them, probably, but I got to watch.
Victoria?
I think...
Are you doing it because you want to, or because it's a part of your job?
Yes and yes.
All right. Victoria?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch. I want to know the difference between all the candidates and where they stand on certain things, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You really think there's much difference between them?
I'm going to find out. I don't know. I don't know much about really where anybody stands. It just kind of it feels like they're all similar, but, you know, maybe they're not. So I think it's important to watch.
History.
We have to. The problem is we all, as a country, we need to be more informed and know. And you know, look,
I'm
we were talking earlier about the John
that.
Stewart
but
thing.
I don't think you're going to find out anything about any of these characters in a showboat presentation
the showboating of separation of candidates. You're going to have people like John Hickenlooper who are going to play to the middle saying, look at all these other socialist wackos. I'm the one that's the voice of reason here. If he can qualify, that's what you're going to see, a lot of people trying to carve niches for themselves.
I think you'll also you're definitely not going to find anything out about them if you don't watch it. So that's not helping anyone. Yeah. But I think you can at least also see how they interact with each other, what kind of people they are. Because most of
body
these people,
language.
I mean, I've heard some of their names, but most of these people I know zero things about them. So
you've convinced me. I'm watching.
I'm sure you will.
When is
you
it?
You won't. You won't watch. It's June 26th and 27th, and that's where I think they're going to run into problems, is I think most people are going to want to watch one of the nights, but I don't know that you're going to command an audience to come back two nights in a row. But we'll see. We'll see how that turns out.
Wednesday and Thursday night, last week of the month. All right. Well, I think we do need to be more participatory, but I just wonder about grandstanding. And I was trying to remember back to the last time this was going around. It seems like only yesterday when Trump was doing his number. I don't know that. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, we'll keep our eye and ear on it, on the contest, if you will. All right, let's, speaking about things that we want to keep our eye on and our ears on, what kind of shape I'm going to, ladies, you're going to have to take this for a second. Play a couple commercials and I'll do this coming out, Kara.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I got it out of my system now. I leave all my windows open in the house. There's that yellow film that comes on everything from all of the pollen because my house is surrounded by trees. And it's lovely because it's nice and cool in the hot summer weather. But, man, get the car detailed and then come out the next day and it's just covered with the yellow stuff. It's all about nature and life and coughing and that kind of good stuff. Speaking of life, the governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, has put her signature on a bill which will allow chemical castration.
Yeah.
Undergoing
I'm into
chemical,
it.
This is sex offenders get chemical castration. Legislation applies to anybody convicted of any kind of sexual offense against a child under the age of 13. Requires those individuals to start chemical castration treatments a month before they get out of jail. The offenders have to pay for the treatments, must continue them till the court says otherwise. You know what? I don't have a problem with this. I don't.
Knock them out. Well, most of the time, I think most of the argument is that you really can't rehabilitate sexual predators. Uh-huh. And so this guarantees that they're not going to attack somebody again.
But well, they don't have to stay on it for the rest of their lives, though. That's what is weird. So there's a certain amount of time that they have to do this and take the medication, but then after that, that's
it. You know what? This is what we do on the farm. This is what I did last Saturday. I'm starting a sanctuary.
Can I tell a castration story?
Yep.
Hopefully.
Oh.
A castration story. There's a device that you use basically rubber bands on, and you stretch them out open, and you put them on the sack, and in a couple of weeks, the sack drops off. It's the end of the story. That's how it's done down on the farm. So whether you like it or not, I would do that for human beings. You fix them, the chemical castration. Look at the horrible pain they've caused to so many people. Why are we trying to do this gently? Put a couple of rubber bands around there.
I think that's illegal to do.
You know what?
But
illegal.
You know, cruel and unusual punishment.
What a shame after what they did to some of these kids.
I'm not saying that they didn't do terrible things. I'm just saying that you'll have to go talk to some people in a government before they do that.
Right. Hard sell for me. I don't have to talk to anybody in government to do it to my cows. It's 21 after the hour.
Most
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Unmistakable sound. Don't have to identify Dolly, do we? I don't think she's one of those voices that you never forget. Unmistakable. And you know what, ladies? I think she's, for me, always sounded, her voice has always had the same sound quality, timbre, tone to it, no matter what her age. You think that's true? You
agree with me? I think she sounds amazing.
Yeah.
She's still, I don't think she's lost anything. I think she sounds great.
No. And I think she's my age or a year or so older. Even. What is she? 73, 74, something like that? Carol will be on to that in a minute. She'll figure it out.
73,
okay. So we'll go back with Dolly to 1980. Two of the biggest country to pop crossover acts, Ronnie Milsap and Dolly Parton, recorded for RCA. Both had major hits that year. Parton with the Donna Summer written Starting Over Again, which is what you're listening to here. And then the movie smash 9 to 5. And they're going to redo that movie, right? Isn't that movie going to be revived? I think
they are. With the original cast. Yep.
Yeah, it'd be fun. All right, so anyway, and then Millsap had a couple of hits. The one that Millsap did, he did best with My Heart, but also Cowboys and Clowns, Smoky Mountain Rain. He's a great singer, got a great voice as well. He's blind, you know, if you didn't know that. Ronnie Millsap's blind. The two Hall of Fame legends come together for an update on Smoky Mountain Rain with an animated video that comes with it. In 2010, Smoky Mountain Rain became one of Tennessee's official state songs. That's where Dolly lives. And Ronnie Millsap's The Duets LP also features collaborations with Luke Bryan, Casey Musgraves, Leon Russell, Montgomery Gentry, and ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons.
Smoky they Mountain sound Rain. Great together singing on this.
I think all this stuff sounds fabulous. Crank this up, Carol, would you please? Very good.
She's somewhere in the Smoky Mountain Rain.
I'd go out of my way to hear them sing this in person or listening to it on the radio. It's just a, it's the two of them who sound just what we want. We want pleasure when we listen to music, right? Is that what you want? I want to feel good.
I would love to see Dolly live. I don't know if she's going to be touring or what she's up to, but I would just love to see her.
Lots of energy. Anyway, so that's
lots
the
of hits.
Latest.
Lots Dolly. Of hit
oh, yeah.
songs, too.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Next, speaking of hits, CCR in the news. Creedence Creole. Say it again, Doug. There it is. I put the R where the L is and the L where the R is. Creedence Clearwater Revival is going to release live at Woodstock an album, their 1969 set from Woodstock, in its entirety for the first time. Live at Woodstock is coming out in August. In anticipation of the new album, the group has released the Woodstock version of the classic Born on the Bayou. Is that what you're playing right here? Yeah, that's what this is. Crank it up. They already headlined the Atlantic City Pop Festival and the Newport Pop Festival this summer, or that summer. Creedence took the stage after midnight on the Sunday at Woodstock after an extended set by the Grateful Dead, originally declined to be included in the documentary Woodstock, the film soundtrack album, after Fogerty felt that the late start affected the band's performance. I don't know that at that point anybody gave a damn. It would be the last of their worries. Last month, it was announced the 50th anniversary of Woodstock is going to be celebrated by the releasing of a monster 432-track box set with 267 previously unreleased tracks. Can you imagine?
That's a lot of music to sift through.
Wow, that sure is. All right, good for CCR. 28 after on the DJB show. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports in the Dominican Republic say the suspected gunman in the shooting of former baseball superstar David Ortiz at a bar on Sunday night is now in custody. The alleged getaway driver was arrested shortly after the shooting, and he's going to be charged with being an accomplice to attempted murder. Comedian Jon Stewart pleading with lawmakers to reauthorize a fund that provides health care to 9/11 first responders. Stewart giving emotional testimony at a Capitol Hill hearing.
They showed us what was so worthy of our country, why it was so important for us to fight back. And I feel like I can never repay that.
The fund providing benefits to first responders and others dealing with illnesses related to the 2001 attacks is running short of money. Stewart angry that more lawmakers did not attend that hearing yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJB podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJB show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's 34 at the hour now on the DJB program. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. Victoria and I want to do some food, farm, and family stuff. So you want to, let's see, do we do the Wrangler story first?
I have a trending story that's actually right in the same vein, if you want to do that.
Help yourself.
Also food news.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, some bad news. If you are a fan of Cheerios and Nature Valley products and several other breakfast foods, the Environmental Working Group, which has done testing for chemicals and things like that, they found that 21 of the most popular breakfast products tested for higher levels of glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in Roundup, And essentially, this is considered to be very dangerous for children to eat. And this is, there's a whole new, you know, we've been seeing all these trials with Roundup and legal verdicts now determining that the herbicide has caused cancer in a lot of the plaintiffs. And so Cheerios especially and a lot of the other major companies that make breakfast cereal, they've been even doing a push in their own product lines to have an a quote-unquote organic one, but it's still testing high with glyphosate. So you may want to, if you buy cereal for your kids or for yourself, you may want to check out the Environmental Working Group's new story.
Right, so here's the story behind that story. You know the warning about peanuts, and when you buy things, it'll tell you on the label, like, if you're using different kinds of nuts, I happen to like cashews, but on the label of most of the packages you buy, processed in a plant where peanuts are being processed. So let's extend that same thinking or the understanding of what goes on in these plants. They make the cereal, and they're using GMO corn and wheat and all the other things to do regular Cheerios and regular Frosted Flakes and regular corn flakes and cheese bits or whatever that stuff is. So when they use other, they may in good faith, or at least their marketing, they're trying to convince people that they're doing the right thing. So they present these products with the wheat and the corn that's non-GMO. But they're doing it in the same factory that they do the GMO stuff. So there's bound to be a residue that comes from having both products done in the same plant. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's definitely, you can definitely see where the cross-contamination would come in. But it also even goes further back to just spraying in the field. You know, these are, most of these are wheat-based cereals. And so they found Honey Nut Cheerios and Quaker Simply Granola Oats and things like that. They found 26 of the 28 products that they tested had higher levels than what is considered to be safe for children's health. So, this is I think it's happening on the production side of it. It's also happening out in the field. It's, you know, it's just something that
hard to escape it, man. It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. Hard to escape.
If you understand that, what is, if you have a tree service or a lawn service come to your house and spray their stuff, the chemicals they spray on the lawn, it's supposed to be nitrogen. It's supposed to help the lawn be green. Well, hello. If you knew what was in that stuff and you had children out playing in the yard, or even let your dog walk around in the yard after that stuff is sprayed for 3 or 4 days or until there's rain to wash it in, that stuff is poison. You should have a big sign in your front yard with a skull and crossbones on it. That's what you got. It's the same stuff. Same stuff. All right, so now that we've got everybody worked up about that, I wonder what happened to that tree. It was planted by our president and the president of France. It was supposed to... Last year, Trump and Macron...
Tree.
Right. But it died.
Yeah.
It never got to be planted because it came from a forest in France where American soldiers fought a battle during World War I. After the two leaders planted the tree on the White House lawn, it was dug up so it could be placed into quarantine. And that's where it died. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection require that plants brought into our country be quarantined to prevent the spread of parasites and diseases. You know, we got more damn parasites and diseases here than they have over there. I don't get this nonsense.
I just don't understand. We can't trust that the French president would bring a tree that has, you know, maybe been inspected before it gets here. Like, I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
It makes us look. I think it makes us look more bad.
It shows how badly the government overplays its hand in things like this. It really does. It's asinine. The plan was for the tree to be replanted, but the diplomatic sources, and even the diplomats got involved in this, told news media that the plant died while it was in quarantine. What a stupid. Okay, let's see here. Wrangler has new sustainable farm-friendly jeans, or family farm-source jeans. What's the story Because this comes from cotton, right? Where's the cotton
coming
from?
Well, this is a great story, actually. Denim, of course, we know is made from cotton, and producing cheap cotton comes with a lot of negative environmental impacts. Cotton growing and processing requires a ton of water, which I never even knew. But one kilogram of cotton requires 20,000 liters of water. That is mind-blowing to me. And, of course, it also has typically doused with fertilizers, pesticides, things like that. And it also, one of the things that I did not know, you probably know this, though, Doug, that cotton drains nutrients from the soil, especially the nitrogen, so it makes it harder to plant other things after cotton has been planted.
What you need to do is put barley or something that has a lot of nitrogen, rye, into the soil and have it bring back the...
Requires a lot of work.
What happens, the fertilizers help the plants grow, but they continue to help you suck the nutrients out of the soil. They don't replenish the soil. They make the plants grow. And the reason you need them is because the soil has been depleted in the first place. If you had really pure soil, you wouldn't need fertilizer. That's the sort of conundrum.
So what Wrangler has done, Wrangler is, I have never considered Wrangler to be a fashion brand. You know, they're kind of like working jeans. And so now what they've done, they have a new line called Rooted, and it sources its cotton exclusively from American family farms. It uses sustainable practices, cover crops, crop rotation, no-till techniques, things like that. Also with renewable energy to reduce water. And so the line consists of five collections, each using a single family farm from a different state. The first two pairs of jeans are actually available now, and they are from Vance and Mandy Smith of Big Spring, Texas. Well, that's the cotton from their farm, as well as the Newby family farm from Athens, Alabama. So each pair has a signature of the farm that produced the cotton, and on the buttonfly it has that farm state imprinted on it. They have other collections coming soon from Tennessee, North Carolina, and Georgia, which are all major cotton producing states. The jeans cost $99. They also have, which is actually for really well made, organically grown jeans, $99 is pretty, it's pretty good. I know it sounds expensive, but that is actually pretty good in terms of how denim prices are. And then they also are selling t-shirts made with the same cotton for $34. And everything happens in the U.S. It's all done in the denim mill in Georgia. And they say that, Wrangler said that it's not just a one-off thing. The entire company plans to source 100% of the cotton from farms using good environmental practices by 2025. So Wrangler gets my two enthusiastic thumbs up.
I paid $14 for a pair of jeans.
But this is a great way to get, you know, the fashion market involved.
Eco-conscious
consumers, yep.
All right, up next, we're going to play some games here on the DJV program, so you'll want to listen up for that right after this. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. All right, I want to tell you about a couple of ladies. Catherine Switzer, pretty much always best known as the woman who, back in 1967, challenged the all-male tradition of the Boston Marathon, became the first woman to officially enter and run the event, created an uproar. Worldwide notoriety. Race official tried to remove her from the competition. There's a photo of this confrontation which flashed around the globe and became one of Time Life's 100 photos that changed the world. She finished the race, was radicalized by the incident, and determined to create change for women. And now, how many years later? The incident continues to capture the public imagination and is largely the reason that Catherine Switzer has dedicated her multifaceted career to creating opportunities for women. She's run 39 marathons, won the 74 New York City Marathon, and in 75, her two-hour, 51-minute marathon in Boston, ranked sixth in the world, third in the USA in women's marathon running. She's still running today. I don't know why you and I have not met, Catherine, because I ran the pace car for the race for 6 years in a row, and it would have been in that time frame. I'm sorry we haven't met, but there's always today. So I'm glad we have you here.
I'm glad to be here, Doug.
Yeah, nice
to be here. Glad we're finally meeting.
I'm glad for that as well. And Carol Kleffner is a National Senior Games athlete as well, competing at this year's National Senior Games in Albuquerque. She only just took up the sport in 2016. So you're a newcomer. Are the two of you friends?
We certainly are friends. We only met last night, but we're absolutely great friends without Doug. You know, that's one of the greatest things about taking part in a physical activity, a sport in particular, is and like we are going to do in Albuquerque next week, we're going to be having 13,000 new friends. It's great.
Wow. All right, so you both are involved in the National Senior Games. Carol, I get Catherine's story. What's yours?
My story is completely different. I kind of was a sporty kid, but didn't get involved in athletics at all till about 4 or 5 years ago, when I realized I had a lot of time on my hands. I had been laid off from my full-time job. My husband passed away, and I started playing a little ping pong and fell in love with the sport, joined a women's league at my club, and then got tired of losing. So I figured I had a knack for it, and I got some coaching, and now I'm in with both feet.
Good for you. That's a great story. So this is an attempt. You're getting people involved, interested, and informed about the summer, the senior games in Albuquerque. But this is good because there's a broader focus here. The seniors often become couch potatoes. And both of you are great at, I think, getting the message across, maybe kicking everybody in the pants a little bit, so to speak, to show to them what they can do. That's part of the message, isn't it?
Absolutely, Doug. You know, I'm almost sorry you introduced us as sort of like world-class athletes, because what we're showing is that anybody at any age can begin an activity, a physical activity, and get a wonderful sense of optimism and socialization and good physical health as well. And I'm so proud to be partnering with Humana, who are the presenting sponsors of National Senior Games, because this company really believes, as I do, that the more you do as you age, the more active you are, the better your health, and also the games promote socialization and opportunity for friendship. So this is very, very important for the whole body health.
Also, I want to add that it's never too late to pick up a new skill and to learn, and there's a lot of joy involved in doing that.
And yeah. You know, Doug, last night Carol and I were talking. I will let you get a word in edgewise here. Sorry.
That's okay.
You know, it's very infrequently in life as you age that you can get better at something. And Carol is a wonderful example of showing people that you're older, you start something new, you're only going to get better.
Well, you are too, although you've been at it all of your life, but I think you've done different things, and that's the message here. So for information about what you can do, simple ways you can stay active or to follow what Catherine and Carol are doing and others at the National Senior Games, go to NSGA.com. That's NSGA.com. Congratulations to both Catherine Switzer and Carol Kleffner. Thanks for being here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19 in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Past the hour now, it's Movie Moments time. The movie theme from Indiana Jones. Crack this up. I love the theme from Indiana Jones. One of the great John Williams themes. There it is. Don't you feel good when you hear, you know something good is going to happen. The bad guys are definitely going to lose, and the good guys are going to win. And that, by the way, if you ever read, Chucker, into the background of John Williams, his theory about how he understands music and what is uplifting, he understands it perfectly. I mean, listen to all the scores that he's done, and just at the right moment when the good guys are ahead, bingo, the music goes and explodes. And that's what you get with Indiana Jones. So they're continuing. Wasn't it last week or the week before? I don't know if we were talking about it with you or somebody else in another part of the program, where Harrison Ford said, you know, there are a lot of iconic roles. Nobody else can play Indiana Jones. I am Indiana Jones. And
yeah,
so,
I brought that up.
Yeah, you did. Okay, thank you. Congratulations.
And I did say, despite the fact that he said that, I do believe eventually that the studio will reboot the franchise with a different actor. But it will not be easy because he really is the definitive Indiana Jones. But the reason we play that theme is this day in movie history, June 12, 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark premiered across the country in theaters, became a massive hit, and was a brainchild of both George Lucas and Steven Spielberg. Spielberg directed the film, and it really innovated a new type of a genre. And he, go ahead.
One of the things that came about was very interesting as to how they made their mind up who would be Indiana Jones, because they had both worked with Harrison Ford as Han Solo in the first two Star Wars movies, and yeah. apparently they had him in mind without him knowing it when they wrote the part. They had figured he would be the guy to play Indiana Jones. Did you know that?
I knew there was hesitation from Lucas because he didn't want the part identified with another character. So they originally were going to go with Tom Selleck, who was doing Magnum PI at the time.
He
could not get out of his contract, and they went with Harrison Ford. Listen, I think Tom Selleck's really good, but I don't think he would have been as good as Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is one of the most iconic type movie stars, certainly in the last.
And he is a movie star. He's not just an actor. He's a star. He's one of the few stars. Jane Fonda is a star. I mean, go around and find how many people in the room. Selleck is a star. But, you know, there are not many of them anymore. I think Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks are stars.
Absolutely. And then one other bit of This Day in Movie History. This Day in Movie History, 1997, Warner Brothers unleashed Batman and Robin on moviegoers. George Clooney starred as Bruce Wayne, Batman. That movie did not get good notices. Joel Schumacher, a pretty good director, helmed the project, really made it for little kids. It was not well received by adults. It literally killed the Batman franchise for the next 8 years until Chris Nolan revived it with Batman Begins with Christian Bale, and then really turned the Batman franchise around into a more serious realm. Once again. And George Clooney was hot off ER, so Warner Brothers signed him to a four-picture movie deal, and they made him play Batman. It's not like he wanted to. They told him, you're going to play Batman, and I don't really think he was right for the part, despite being a really good talent.
Yep. Did you see the new Frozen 2 trailer? Apparently it's very sweet. I'm not...
Really? I don't watch cartoons. You do? I'm just kidding.
I don't, but I see the stuff when I go to the movies and see these trailers. And apparently this one is out now, and the description is it can, quote, melt anybody's heart. The first Frozen, I'm trying to remember what the theme, I didn't go to see it. What was the first Frozen about?
Victoria or Kara probably know more than
no
I would.
Yeah, it's a kid's movie. It's like a little
but
kid's
But it's very
movie,
popular.
So I don't know.
And listen, Disney's going to have an amazing year with both Frozen 2 and Toy Story 4. Both those movies are going to make a gazillion dollars, no doubt about it.
Well, that's what Disney's all about. It's become
absolutely
all about making money. Not that that's bad.
And also with the live action version of Lion King coming out in a month, it's going to be a banner year for Disney. Yeah. It's just that's one studio that literally can do no wrong.
Jennifer Aniston wants to do a revival of Friends. What do you think?
Really.
A movie. I think they ought to do a movie.
It would be fun. It certainly would be fun. It would be viable, and it would be very popular.
Yeah, I think it's a good movie idea. I don't know why they haven't done a movie. That'd be a great movie, frankly. Chuck Curry is our great movie man here on Movie Moments, important part of the DJV show, 59.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.